This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Reports. There are reports. They're surfacing, including one from our own Chris Emma, that the Bears and Khalil Mack are considering a reunion in free agency. Pros, cons about the return of the Mack to the Bears.
Well, that would be a welcome return, I believe. You're not bringing him back, if you were to bring him back, to be the guy he was in 2018. He's not going to be the game wrecker. He's not going to be the guy that you spend all week game planning against. You're not going to have sleepless nights by the opposing offensive coordinator. How do we block this guy? But he could be disruptive enough in 20 to 30 snaps per game, situational pass rusher, complimentary piece, opposite Montez Sweat to make it worth your while. What will that price be? I can't imagine more than a year or two on a contract, and the Bears have the money to spend. If you want to remove uncertainty from a position that you have some, then welcome him back. The return of the Mac. We've got the music. You have the need. Why not? There are worse ideas this offseason. The Bears will probably execute a couple of them. This is not a bad idea. I think it makes sense.
I think he's durable. You nailed it with the price. Okay, at what cost? How much of the 79-ish mildo that the Bears have to spend would end up going to Khalil Mack? He had 31 sacks over the last three seasons. I mean, the Bears haven't sniffed a double-digit guy in sacks in the last 3 years, right? I mean, who was the last Bear to have double-digit sacks?
I think it might have been, Sweat. Oh, no, he did not have.
Robert Quinn.
And yeah. Again, like, I mean, the idea that Robert Quinn, like, even sniffed Richard Dent's sack record is just embarrassing to the numbers. But 31 sacks, 193 pressures, always plays 16 games, very durable, 9 forced fumbles. I remember the first year of Mack being very good and the rest of it being meh. Kind of meh.
He was a force.
He was a game wrecker.
He was a game wrecker. He wrecked games. Did you fall asleep during the 2018 season? Were you in a Cub coma? Come on. He would give him the respect. Khalil Mack was a player.
In 2023, Khalil Mack had 17 sacks. Career best, okay? Obviously, he was playing with Joey Bosa. You can't tell me that someone with 17 sacks isn't a game wrecker. Last year, only 6 sacks. He had 4.5 through his first 8 games and then kind of suffered an injury is what I'm refreshing my memory on. I agree with you. I think it's interesting. First of all, I'm just surprised at this period. Like, it just doesn't feel very Ryan Poles-like to trade someone away and then bring them back.
It doesn't. You're
at
right.
a discount.
You're right.
But if Khalil Mack wants to be here, he loves Chicago, wants to, you know, maybe end his career here, finish his career here, and have an impact, play opposite, you know, Montez Sweat and make that for a handful of snaps a game, like, great. I don't think anyone would complain about that. It would be interesting to see what that looks like contract-wise, what he's looking for. The man's made a lot of money in his career. You know, maybe he just wants, there's an emotional aspect to returning to Chicago. And if so, I think Bears fans and probably the organization would welcome him with open arms. I don't believe that it ended on poor terms.
I don't think it did. I think Ryan Poles got rid of him as one of his first orders of business because his contract was bulky. And that is what general managers do. They clean house, and he was part of the house cleaning. I don't think there were any hard feelings. And certainly he's 34 years old. So I think that's something you take into consideration. And while not game-wrecking status, he still is worthy of respect and attention. And he, opposite Montez Sweat, might be a player that is reliable. Mm-hmm. You need reliable. You got rid of DeMarcus Walker. You've got money to spend. If you're not going to get Josh Sweat to play opposite Montez, then this makes sense. This could be something that they pursue. We'll see. What do you think? 312-644-6767. What do you think about Mac coming back to Chicago? What do you think about Spencer Knight at the United Center? 41 saves. Blackhawks beat the Kings. Do you care? Are you interested? Did they get the best of this trade? Let us know. 312-644-6767. Ruthie Polinsky in for Mully. It's Mully and Haw. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Come on.